In 1790, George Washington, the father of our country, a devout Christian, wrote these words to the synagogue in Newport, Rhode Island. Quote, "The citizens of the United States of America have a right to applaud themselves for having given to mankind examples of an enlarged and liberal policy, a policy worthy of imitation. All possess alike liberty of conscience and immunities of citizenship. For happily, the government of the United States, which gives to bigotry no sanction, to persecution no assistance, requires only that they who live under its protection should demean themselves as good citizens." End quote. Well, here is America. Jews and other groups are free to practice their religion, and there shall be none to make them afraid. So said George Washington, echoing the views of the founding fathers. But we come to modern America, and we see, especially after the October 7th, 2023 attacks in Israel by Hamas, we see anti-Semitism rearing its ugly head, even here in America. Scott Phillips directs something called Passages to Israel. We've talked with him before on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now we're going to discuss anti-Semitism, especially this new wave. Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
Jerry, thank you so much for having me.
It's horrible to see some of the events that have happened, even just within the last week of this recording. We're recording this on October 30, in the year of our Lord, 2023. And we've seen there were some situations on some of these campuses where Jews basically, campuses in America, where Jews are not safe. What a far cry from, you know, George Washington's vision for this nation.
Absolutely. And that is one of the things that we're seeing right now, as you mentioned, a steep rise in anti-Semitism, and particularly on campus, because we take Christian college students on trips to Israel and train them on how to engage with their local Jewish communities, their Jewish peers on campus. And Jews are afraid to be outwardly Jewish on campuses across the country, and on some campuses, very scared right now because of what's happened in the last 3 weeks since the attack from Hamas on Israel. So it really is hard to believe that in America this could happen, but unfortunately it is.
Now, you have been involved in, as you mentioned, taking college kids and other people on trips to Israel. Obviously, such trips are dangerous at present because of these recent developments. But comment on that. In general, is it safe to go to Israel usually?
Usually it is. Usually it's safe to take people to Israel, to go to Israel. It's whenever there's currently, though, I was in Israel last week, actually, personally, just standing in solidarity with my friends there and our friends. Normally, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, the north up at the Sea of Galilee is very safe. And I would say that Jerusalem still is pretty quiet, although they did receive, you know, sirens and rockets during the first week. But Tel Aviv is getting sirens every day, rocket attacks every day. The north is always uncertain because of Hezbollah in the north, but normally it is very safe. The Israeli military intelligence is very, very good at their jobs, and normally it is very safe to go. Although right now it is definitely a different story.
Now, your website is passagesisrael.org. What exactly is that? What is your group?
Sure. So we were founded back in 2016 as an organization that really has a vision to see a movement of emerging Christian leaders rooted in their faith, leading with courage at home, and building bridges of friendship with Israel. And we do that initially through a 9-day trip to Israel for both Christian and high school and college students, and taking them on a 9-day trip, but then engaging them afterwards on the Jewish roots of their faith, the Hebraic roots of their faith. We find that this really strengthens them as leaders to understand that their faith goes back thousands of years, that there's a whole root system and a heritage there that will only strengthen their Christian faith. And then, of course, bridging that to modern Israel and the modern Jewish community that, you know, in 1948, a miracle happened and the Jewish people had a state of their own. The Jewish people are still here and they're thriving. Unfortunately, what has changed is that, or what has not changed is that Jewish people still feel persecution. Anti-Semitism is still around. Passages seeks to really strengthen faith and also build these bridges of friendship and allyship with Israel and the Jewish community.
I saw a statement from Hamas where they're saying basically they want to exterminate the Jews and the Christians.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is exactly right. If you look at the Hamas charter, the whole goal of Hamas is to destroy Jews and to destroy the state of Israel. When you hear people in these protests say from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, that doesn't mean a Palestinian state living alongside Israel. It means from the river to the sea, so the Mediterranean all the way to the Jordan River, which encompasses all of Israel, that it be wiped out. And of course, Christians. There is a value set there between Jews and Christians, shared values that threaten, radical Islam and, groups like Hamas and Iran and others. And so while the Christian community may not be feeling this near as much as the Jewish community right now and Israel is feeling, this is certainly on Hamas's radar.
So when you go and try to recruit college students, you know, when you're normally up and up operating, I mean, obviously you must be putting all your trips to Israel on hold. But anyway, you go to different types of campuses. How do you even find these people? And by the way, part of what even makes me think about this is just the other day, you made that quote just now, from the river to the sea. Those words were shown on the side of a building that was donated by a Jewish benefactor to George Washington University. They also showed some other Palestinian-type slogans, which are anti-Israel. And that was right there at a school, you know, named after the founder of our country, whose words I quoted before about how here in America, no bigotry to sanctions,
yeah,
or, you know, no sanction to bigotry, you know, you're free. Without, being afraid of the government, in practicing your religion. And yet, you know, we're seeing even at George Washington University. So tell me about your own, how do you go out and recruit people from different universities? Maybe they're very different. I don't know.
Yeah, it is very different. So we work on Christian universities and non-Christian universities. We take students from Ivy League schools, secular schools, state schools. And like I said, Christian universities as well. Christian universities are much easier. We can usually build a relationship with the administration at a Christian university and recruit students directly that way. On secular campuses, a lot of times it's building relationships with student ministries on the campuses to recruit their students, maybe come together with other student ministries. So we really are, we recruit from across the country. We have students from Cornell, we have students from Stanford, we have students from Harvard, and we have students from Wheaton College and Dallas Baptist University, and everything in between. And all of them are amazing, but they do face different challenges on campus. The Jewish communities on some of these state schools and Ivies are under attack right now, under a lot of fear. And so our main key component right now, our key strategy is to ensure that they feel that they're not alone, that they do have allies and friends in the Christian community.
You mentioned Cornell University. Well, they had a professor now. I guess he's been put on leave, rightfully so, in my humble opinion. But he's the one who famously said, this attack by Hamas, it was exhilarating. You know, this is what they need to do to those oppressors.
This is the kind of thing that is at the front of the minds of the Jewish community in America, these kinds of words. And what that creates, unfortunately, is a sense of fear and a lack of safety for these Jewish students on these campuses. And so the key really right now is for us as Christians, to say, hey, we're with you. We are not alone. And it can be very simple words. I've spoken to many American Jewish friends over the past few weeks, and they're very surprised many times to hear that there's actually someone that likes them, because they're in this place of complete hatred by what sounds like a very loud voice, with these pro-Palestinian marches and demonstrations and groups. Whenever a Christian says very simply the words that we're with you, we support you, and we're praying for you, that makes more of a difference now than it ever has.
Yeah, you must have had a lot of students that have gone through your program. They've gone to Israel and then they've returned to their campuses. Perhaps some of them are even still attending college. You don't want to comment about some of them in the wake of these attacks since October 7th?
Yes, absolutely. We had actually this weekend a gathering in Dallas. We call it our leaders conference. And normally we train people how to run. We have students and alumni that help us run our trips to Israel. We repurposed that this weekend. We had 300 people in attendance at a conference this weekend on to learn about, you know, what's happened in Israel, but also what's happening with the Jewish community in America. And several of our students, students from Stanford, from Vanderbilt, from Cornell, these universities said, how can I help? And so we're actually just encouraging our students to hold prayer vigils on each of these campuses, also in their communities, if they're not in college anymore, to hold them in their churches. This is a very tangible way that we can show our Jewish friends on these campuses in a very visible way that they're not alone.
Are those kind of things actually happening? And it's just something that, because it's so peaceful, it doesn't make the news. You know, the old phrase is, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, they are happening. And we looked. Our goal is to have 100 prayer vigils on campuses across the country by the end of November. So it'll increase more and more. And there's other organizations doing this too. There's individuals doing it. We've had students that just raised their hand and said, "Hey, I did this already," which is amazing. And so when it is peaceful, when it is prayer, yes, I think the more we do them, the more that they're going to be visible, and the more that they'll sort of see some opposition. But yes, I mean, you know, these marches are very loud. There are thousands of people marching through the streets, yelling, saying they support Hamas and terrorism, that they support what happened in the massacre in these Gaza communities. And so surely, we're not trying to have that kind of spirit. It doesn't capture as much media attention, but as much as we can let the local Jewish communities know, and the Jewish community at large know, that we are here and we're doing everything we can to help them know that we're here, we think that's what matters.
Okay, we have 45 seconds. You can give a closing thought. PassagesIsrael.org is your website. Scott Phillips of Passages to Israel. Go ahead. 45 seconds closing.
Yes, I would just encourage all listeners here that are Christians. I would imagine that most are here, that we have a very clear mandate as Christians to stand with the Jewish community right now, to stand with Israel. Our Lord Jesus, he was a Jew, and most if not all of the writers of the Bible were Jewish, and it's very clear that as long as the stars are in the sky, the moon is out, and the waves are crashing, it says in Jeremiah, that will Israel ever cease to be a nation before the Lord? And so we know that these things are happening, that the moon is still out, the stars are shining, the waves are crashing. And so Israel is very important to God. And so at Passages, we want to really mobilize our students and the broader Christian community to stand now, because now is the time to stand.
Scott Phillips, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.